It's that time of the year again, Indy on the Gold Coast. But with the expected record numbers of domestic and international tourists, what are visitors going to think about the 3 a.m. lockout laws? Well, the government's decided to relax the lockout laws for Indy, with Gold Coast nightclubs exempted from the state ban from Thursday to Saturday, October 19 to 21. They'll be allowed to open until 7 a.m. Liquor Licensing Minister Margaret Keach says the government has lifted the bans because of the millions of dollars the Indy generates for tourism. And she says there shouldn't be any problems. The government's increasing police presence, but Minister Keach says she has no idea how many officers there will be.
And do we have any idea of how many extra police?
I don't have information about how many extra police.
Queensland Police has refused to reveal the exact numbers of patrolling officers for security reasons, but say the police will be sourced from Queensland and that Gold Coast officers won't be allowed to take leave. But now Brisbane clubgoers are up in arms over whether it's fair for the government to lift what should be a statewide law. Chief Executive of the Alcohol and Drug Foundation of Queensland, Mitchell Giles, agrees, saying the state lockout laws need to be applied in a uniform manner.
I believe they should be 100% of the time. It's a preventative measure. It's kind of like saying, on certain days we'll blow 0.08 and you can drive with a high blood alcohol contact. I mean, it's a good preventative measure and it should be applied all the time.
Minister Keach says another reason the Indy's been exempt from lockout laws is because Gold Coast licensees have demonstrated a responsible approach in the past. And 2006 is in fact the third year in a row the laws have been relaxed, the Gold Coast trend starting well before the lockout laws started in July. So in a sense, nothing's changed. Some say Brisbane clubgoers are crying foul simply because the grass seems to be greener on the other side. Jim Bell from the Gold Coast Licensed Venues Association says he doesn't understand all the uproar.
We've always been exempted over Indy and New Year's Eve from the lockout and being able to trade to 7 a.m. We'd be surprised if we didn't get it. As I said, there may be exemptions since the lockout's been in, possibly because of the fact that they actually made a statewide law and, you know, some brownie points. But we've always had it.
And we asked Minister Keach just who can apply for exemptions from the 3 a.m. lockout.
If there were other events which young people could persuade the government were of a significant and similar level, where there were tens of thousands of extra tourists, certainly the government would be interested in looking at those.
So if you and your buddies can promise the Queensland government a huge pile of cash, you too might be partying till 7 a.m. Siang Lu, reporting for CCN.